Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This place is falling apart, man. You know, I remember when I used to work here as a producer, and that NCAA bracket pool thing that would be tossed around, everybody knew about it. Everybody was in. It was just like a whole camaraderie thing.
That's right. You know what? I'm going to HR because I think that the fact that they left us, the on-air talent,
right,
off the email to be a part of that is a disgrace.
I know.
I think they're taking a shot at us.
No, I think so. I think that's probably what it is. Why would they not want us in? So apparently an email gets circulated around here with just the board ops, the producers, the anchors, the tape ops, whatever.
Hey, Al, did you get one of these?
I didn't get one.
You didn't get one either? The anchors were open?
No. Did you get an email or no?
I don't recall getting an NCAA email.
How about you, Eddie?
Yes, I did.
Oh, man.
I'm probably considered air talent.
Maybe.
Right, you have two
or
podcasts,
just a douche.
So, yeah, maybe a douche, too.
One of the two. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, people are upset, man. People are upset. I know Amy Lawrence was very upset about this. And, I mean, I know you're very upset. So Amy went on the air about this on her own show, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. On
no,
CBS
well,
Sports
on
Radio.
The air, quotes.
Jesus, Eddie.
So she...
Man, somebody, as far as somebody had that Z-Ped last night, got a good night's sleep.
Yeah. So she was upset. She thought that she was singled out.
Why would she
and
be
so
singled out?
I must assume that the reason I was not invited to participate in the Office Bracket Challenge is that my colleagues are afraid of me running away with the whole darn thing. Yep, that must be the reason. Plus, I got to tell you, they don't like the girl to play around here. They're just not, you know. They're pretty sexist, pretty prejudiced. They try to keep the girl out of everything. So,
oh, wait
I'm on the
now.
Outside of the bracket challenge looking in.
Wow.
It's all right, though.
Wow, what a large accusation. That is
a huge accusation right there. I didn't know that. I didn't know she felt that way.
Jeez. I mean, this is what's going on here. You know, just send out an email, get everybody on it, and then Boomer won't be upset. He wants to go to HR. Amy's calling everybody sexist around here. What the hell's happening? This is, I don't know. I might have to take
that.
Control of this
next year. I just figured the NARPs around here didn't like ex-athletes. Now yeah. I know that they don't like women either. Holy crap, that's unbelievable.
Right, an overweight Italian guy.
Right.
And anchors and...
And douchey producers.
And douches. Oh, man, this is not a good thing.
Place is falling apart, Al. You have to do something to, I think, reach out to the other people around here and just let them know that, you know, we're part of a team here, okay?
We all want in on this.
Yes.
Right.
Well, and maybe too late now.
No, I think you have until noon.
Yeah, you got plenty of time, 5.5 hours.
Well, right. Who's in charge of these brackets? Who's the person that actually it emanated from?
I believe Hector in engineering.
Hector
in engineering.
He has taken over. I thought this was a Monzo thing. I thought it was always the afternoon producer that did this.
Yeah, he didn't want to do it
this
anymore.
This was Hector. Okay. I can't believe that Hector is in my office all the time. So, anything you need, boom, I got you, boom. Don't worry about it, boom.
Oh, wait, hold on. It's a troika of folks here.
All right, it's a troika.
A troika.
Yeah, yes. We've got Hector.
Yes.
We've got Chris McMonagle. And we've got John Bogan. Those are the three guys, the holy trinity of the bracket pool.
Oh, you know what? I did get that email.
Oh, you did?
So really just the douchey producer and the host.
And the on-air talent and the woman.
Wow.
Right. And the woman.
Man.
The woman who's upset.
Yeah, I know. They don't like the girl playing in the sandbox, I guess, is what she thought.
Hmm.
I don't know. I mean, we should probably go and talk to her and say, listen, we were left off, too. You don't have to, you know. It's not about
you. No, I told her. I told her that I didn't know she was left off. I told her out there that I was left off, and I thought that she didn't want me to be involved in it.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, like, I'm the athlete and everything, and she's probably holding that against me or something.
Right, right, exactly. Well, they want me in because every year I'm like 210th.
Boom. When's the last time you checked your intercom email?
That's a very fair point. Have you yet?
Yes, I have. I was on it yesterday.
You were on it yesterday.
Yes. Oh, up yours, ass-looking face.
Yeah, there you go. I don't know why, but I was on it yesterday.
Oh,
all
wow.
Right, look at you.
Yeah, nice.
Stunning.
Yeah. I feel like you're on top of that stuff, you know, for being
I
you.
I heard that we had, like, a Vince Lombardi chat yesterday here.
Did we?
At WFS, I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess there was a town hall meeting. It was very inspiring.
It was during my shift. I couldn't go to it.
Right, that's what I heard.
Did you guys go?
No, but they play it now on closed circuit TV.
Yeah, you can watch it inside.
So
that's cool.
Yeah. When I was walking around after the show, there's like people huddled in offices looking up at the television. It's like the fireside chat with FDR. You know, I mean, with the and then it spits his offices. People crammed in there.
That must have been fun.
Everybody was watching it. It was a big deal.
This is so stupid and useless.
You see, it's that type of mindset, right? That you try to deal with every day around here.
And those who know where that audio came from.
Right, exactly.
Oh, hey, Jerry, what do you got, man?
We're brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. The Giants signing left tackle Nate Solder right after you guys pretty much went off the air. They also, late last night, got themselves Patrick Omameh. I wonder how you pronounce that. So we check in with Anthony Adams. Now, who's he? This is a guy who hosts a web show. Now, we do know Jerry Seinfeld does comedians and cars getting coffees. Is that the name of it?
Yeah, I love that show.
He hosts Big Guys and Compact Cars. And he takes around offensive linemen and they discuss life. And so he pronounced the name for us.
Omameh.
Do we have to say that every time that way?
Omameh.
That's how you say the guy's name.
Omameh.
Yeah, so Patrick Omameh, who is with the Jaguars, is now with the Giants. So there you have it. Meantime, Jonathan Stewart was on with the CMB yesterday. He's an older running back. He says he'll perform.
My body's healthy. I'm fresh. I feel good. So there's no reason why I shouldn't have a successful season this year.
Just has to go out and do it now. The Jets signing center Spencer Long, formerly of the Redskins. A.J. McCarron, 2 years, $10 million from the Bills. How much would he have gotten if that trade went through to Cleveland?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, he would play. He probably would have played for Cleveland.
Like, and more than that, right?
If people would have seen him play, and maybe if he would have played well, then he probably would have gotten a little bit more. But things dried up pretty quickly for him.
Yeah. Mike Glennon goes to the Cardinals, who also released Tyrann Mathieu.
You think about that. They had to pay two quarterbacks. Glennon, who's basically done nothing, and Sam Bradford, who's always hurt. And then because of that money that they had to give those guys, release one of their best defensive players.
Who refused to take a pay cut.
Yeah, but, I mean, who takes pay cuts?
If they pick Sam Bradford over Tyrann Mathieu.
You know, you'd be surprised how many guys actually do take pay cuts. I can look at Danny Amendola. He took pay cuts 3 years in a row. And all he did is went in the biggest games, showed up and made play after play after play.
All right.
Yet Bill Belichick doesn't want to pay him, so he's got to go to Miami, and he gets a big deal down there. Just like Solder had to come here to get his big deal, and Butler and Deion Lewis have to go to the Titans to get their big deals.
I just don't like when people are like, oh, well, he refused to take a pay cut, so that's why he's gone. It's like, oh, if he just took that pay cut. I mean, not every.
Don't you think it sucks, though?
Don't
you think it sucks, though, that a player, you know, has. Like, they could ask you to take a pay cut, like DRC, and instead of, you know, you could go to them and say, I want a pay raise, but they won't give it to you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. I don't blame any player.
You
want
to make money, you got to take a pay cut. I hate that whole aspect of it.
Right. No, I know. And that's where the player is at a huge disadvantage.
Signing cornerback Patrick Robinson. The Dolphins officially cut Ndamukong Suh, and they released Julius Thomas. Joe Thomas did announce his retirement. Baker Mayfield held his pro day on Wednesday. Remember, was it Valdespin or Danny Valdespin?
Yes.
I'm the man right now. Well, this isn't quite that, but it's kind of close, I suppose, if this is the right clip.
I feel like I put myself in a good spot here to, you know, be considered the best quarterback in the draft, no matter the height question or the people, you know, question the character. I think, you know, these meetings have been great for me.
So the best quarterback.
I'm the man right now!
Yes, exactly right. So he did that yesterday. NCAA tournament first for Syracuse beat Arizona State 60-56. They advance, as does Texas Southern, beat NC Central 64-46. First round begins today. 12:15 is the first game. We'll have it on the fan. Oklahoma taking on Rhode Island. The other early games would be Wright State and Tennessee, and Gonzaga facing NC Greensboro. Locally, Seton Hall, NC State at 4:30, and Iona does take on Duke at 2:45. Warriors had no Steph Curry, no Draymond Green, no Klay Thompson, and they beat the Lakers 117-106. Again, I check in Lonzo Ball stats. Not much there.
Where was that game played?
No, he had 11 assists.
Again,
I mean, he
just doesn't shoot the ball.
Right, that's he doesn't score
said.
A lot.
He does not fill the stat sheet. Correct.
The reason I ask you is because those guys. I know Steph Curry was hurt.
Yes, I don't know about Greener or Thompson.
Oh, Thompson's
if it was rest.
Got Thompson's out know. For like a while.
I didn't
broke
see
his
that.
Thumb.
Yeah,
oh,
he's got
when did
thumb.
He break his
okay.
thumb?
I'm not sure
Sunday,
when.
Maybe?
Did not see that.
Yeah,
and Draymond Green didn't play. So, but with Durant scoring 26 and a cast of thousands thereafter, they wound up winning anyway.
Zaza Pachulia, Omri Caspi.
If you're the Lakers, I mean, come on, man, that's your opportunity. You got to go in there and win that game, don't you?
Yeah, but I mean, they're loading up for free agency next year is what they're doing. They don't
care.
They're
trying to win games,
on.
Though.
I know, but it's not like a huge deal to them that they lost that game.
Knicks host the Sixers later tonight. We have time, or we pretty much run out of time here.
You got time. Go ahead.
Orioles beat the Yankees 7-4. You have this Aaron Judge telling Manny Machado before the game that he looked great in pinstripes. Maybe you should kind of join
need
us.
Him.
So
you got Chris Drury. You don't need him.
Yeah, of course you don't need him. I agree you don't need him. They got enough.
Drury. I'm Brandon Drury. I keep saying Chris Drury. Jesus.
But so there will be no penalty or anything like that. The Yankees are like, we didn't know. We didn't tell him to say anything. So Major League Baseball
that's player
said,
to player. That's not manager
I
to coach.
I still think
also.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
But even so, Yankees play the Pirates today. Sonny Gray makes the start. The Marlins beating the Mets 5-1. Steven Matz allowed a couple of runs. Yeah. And they play the Marlins again today with Matt Harvey
spring
pitching.
Training. Marlins actually pretty good in spring training. I think their record is like one of the best.
But that means nothing.
I know it doesn't.
Rangers
me.
Beat the Penguins in overtime,
yes.
4-3. Mika Zibanejad, the tying goal late in the third, then the game winner, 2:53 in. Right, wrong, or indifferent. The headline from this game, though, would be Susan Sarandon inside the glass on NBC Sports Network. Now, amazingly enough, her segment that was, I guess, during the game with, what's his name?
Pierre McGuire.
I can't find anywhere, and it looks like Awful Announcing had it, and they pulled it down.
Well, why is that?
I don't
know.
Well,
I'll tell you why, because NBC Sports now, with the reaction that it got on Twitter, is embarrassed, and they don't want it out there for people to slam for the entire day, which is exactly what would go on, because that was disgusting.
You know, the thing about it is that I get it. She's a fan. She goes to the games. You know, she's tied to the Messier crew or whatever the hell that means, but... yeah, and have her on as a guest. 100% get that. Why? Because she's a great actress. She's got great movies. We all love the movies and all that other stuff. But to have her there for an entire period with the mic on, was ridiculous. It was. I felt like I was watching, the scene in Bull Durham where she's faking her orgasm. You know, I'm like, ooh, wow, ooh, I don't know, Jesus, God Almighty, please.
Yeah, there was a lot of that.
Somebody shut the mic off.
I mean,
I can imagine that. You know, look. Mike Mulberry hates everybody. I just can't even imagine that Mike Mulberry was in on this. But again, he's the announcer,
right.
So what is he going to do? He's just got to be there.
He could have thrown a shoe at her.
Well, right.
They did have her on during the intermission.
That's fine. That's okay. I don't mind that. I don't even mind that in a pregame.
Ask good, serious questions.
What would be your reaction if the Rangers ever traded Henrik Lundqvist?
If they ever traded who?
Henrik Lundqvist.
I don't know. I don't know.
She's not a fan.
She might have been. You know, might have had a few pops or whatever. But
how many drinks do you have to have to forget who Henrik Lundqvist is?
Somebody over there at NBC Sports decided to do this, and I'm just telling you. You know, it's
pathetic.
It was pathetic.
It's gimmicky when you didn't need it to be gimmicky. I mean, in this, like, if it's Rangers Penguins on a national TV broadcast, do you need that to get people to watch?
Well, I don't think people are watching because of that.
It's
I didn't even realize
stupid.
It. I don't even know if they promoted it. But you know what really turned out to be one of the best home games for the Rangers. And, you know, they won a game. And, you know, a lot of people say, stop winning because you want to get the lottery and all that other crap. At the end of the day, what I want is I want effort from my team that I have season tickets for, and I want to watch it. Now, I didn't go to the game because it was an 8 o'clock start last night, and I hate those 8 o'clock starts. But, and then especially when they did what they did last night, but, you know, it was one of the most entertaining games of the year, one of the best third periods of the year at home,
right.
And a team that since the trades that they've made are actually playing better than they have all year long, it seems like.
Right. There's no way
and
she
it's a
knew.
Rookie goalie that's playing
well,
against this
who
team.
Henrik Lundqvist was.
So you had that.
She knows who he is.
No,
she does.
No.
If you listen to it, she does. No. Earlier in the game, she refers to him, oh, he's beautiful, he dresses nice. She knows. I don't think she was aware
she
of what the hell
the
they
question.
Were doing. Yes, what the question was.
Oh, my God.
Well, you had that going on in the NBC
Holy
booth.
Crap.
Then you wonder, as the Devils Golden Knights 8-3. What the hell was going on in the Devil booth? I present to you Matt Lachlan and Chico Resch.
Chico nods in approval.
Oh, I love that, Matty.
I love what exactly?
I love that, Matty.
Get it out. Get it up.
Get it in.
And put it home.
How about the Devils now? They beat the Predators and the Vegas Golden Knights in back-to-back games.
Yes, they
They're getting with those guys are getting with themselves. I couldn't believe that they scored 8 goals.
8 goals.
That's awesome.
Get it in. Put it home.
So, yeah, so they did win 8-3. Blake Coleman did score twice, had a shorthanded goal in the first period. They were off and running. They move ahead of Columbus for that first wild card spot.
Good for them.
Hey, thanks, Jerry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.